This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:21 in the morning.
Well, the index KLCI is declining a little bit further, bound down by 0.24% to 1,602 points. But I think the key concern here is really with Supermax down by nearly 10% to 204 and Top Glove down 2.5% to 279. I mean, there's obviously concerns because The Edge just reported about an hour ago that the U.S. Customs and Border Control has detained disposable gloves made by Supermax's American subsidiary on concerns of forced labor infringement. And of course, Top Glove also has American factories.
Yeah, you can see a clear trend. The negative sectors are gloves and also financial stocks, right? Whereas green energy, electronics are doing very well.
And turning our attention to another sector, September marks the end of the third quarter for the Jandela Phase 1 plan, which aims to increase national 4G coverage from the current 91.8% to 96.9% by 2022. It also plans to provide broadband services to 7.5 million premises while achieving mobile broadband speed of 35 Mbps.
All eyes are also on the tender results of the 4.6 billion ringgit Jandela contract to construct 1,661 new 4G sites. Now, with the sun setting on 3G networks and the rise of 5G, how will telcos perform in a time where internet connectivity is now more important than ever?
So for an outlook on the telco sector, we have Jeffrey Tan, analyst at RHB Investment Bank, on the line with us. Jeffrey, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Can we start with the progress of the Jandela program thus far? How has it been progressing, especially in this third quarter?
Hey, morning, guys. If you look at the report thus far, it's been consistently reporting the individual thresholds every quarter. It all started in fourth quarter 20. The latest number as of last week, third quarter report card. I think it would appear that most targets, as far as phase one progress is concerned, it's pretty much on track. The targets on fiber rollout are typically ahead of the pack every quarter, so that's something that's really good in terms of traction. In the latest September number, we've seen the number of fiber premises passed. It came up to 378,000. That's more than twice or two times higher than the original target. Cumulative fiber premises passed is now at 6.4 million. Now, the number is already 86% of the target set by end 2022, which is for 7.5 million premises passed. Now, on the construction of 4G sites, the quarterly number that was reported came in at 67. That's 3% above the initial target. 4G sites are great. It's 9% higher than the initial target. So overall, I think it's been pretty much on track. The 4G sites, the new commission sites, obviously will accelerate in 2022 with the impending award of the phase one tender sometime next week, I believe.
Yeah, Jeffrey, which company is outperforming and underperforming for the target set by MCMC?
I think most telcos have typically performed in line. It is the fact that MCMC is basically pounding on them every 2 weeks to make sure that the rules are met. So there's been some lapses, though. I mean, you see Time.com's fiber rollout in particular, it was hampered by prohibition in terms of site installations and multi-dwelling units. This is, of course, due to MCO3 that took place in June and July. There were some delays in 4G site rollouts earlier, during the earlier part of the year, but the telcos have since caught up.
And can I get a perspective? For Jandela Phase 1, right, the tender will be announced end of this month. What impact will this have on the earnings for the winner?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the value there. It's 4.6 billion, right? There are 106 clusters nationwide. This will be the mother of all Jandela contracts. Phase 1 is massive. It's no surprise that it's taken this long for the RFPs to materialize. If you look at the passive infrastructure component, there could be a decent earnings upside simply because of the lower, smaller earnings base of the companies. We think that it could easily be 10 to 20% incremental uplift in terms of earnings. If you look at the telcos per se, I think they've been doing this for quite a while already. USP sort of rollouts have been the cornerstone of a lot of telcos projects, so I don't think it would be that material in the scheme of things. But for the smaller companies, the telco infrastructure providers and all that, it really depends on the number of site clusters obtained, awarded. But positively, I should be looking at anything between 10 to 20% uplift in terms of earnings, provided that they secure a decent number of clusters.
And who are the top contenders for the Jandela Phase 1 tender?
I would imagine a good number of NFP and NSP licenses have submitted their bids. these closed in March, so it's been over 6 months now. The conditions are pretty tight. There's an extensive range of criteria that bidders are evaluated upon. So in addition to the telcos, some of the potential beneficiaries actually include listed telco infrastructure contractors, looking at names like OCK Group, HB Global, Rectone, and even Binasat.
Well, Jeffrey, and looking ahead when 5G is implemented, how will the telcos monetize this game changer? And will they have to subsidize handsets that drive adoption?
Yeah, that's a good question. As it is, if you're looking at competition, it's already pretty intense. Telcos are vying to convert non-4G subs to 4G. It's part of the 3G sunsetting. Some of the new 4G plans in the market are already bundled with 5G headsets, so there's already some level of subsidy ahead of the 5G rollout. We do expect the telcos to take a gradual and selective approach in seeding 5G adoption. If you look at coverage, you know, that will only hit critical mass sometime by 2024. So that's 80% by 2024 versus 5% initially by end of this year. Ultimately, if you look at effective monetization on ARPU, that basically hinges on the type of use cases, and based on some markets that have undertaken 5G rollouts, there appears to be some positive uplift in terms of fixed wireless access as well as enterprise use cases.
Also, just very quickly, what Jeffrey, what's your call on the sector and your top picks?
Yeah, we'll have a neutral call on the sector. You know, tight sector competition is still a key narrative. If you look at sector valuation, it's actually under 1.5 SD below historical mean. Considering the tepid earnings growth as well as the structural pressure on industry revenues. We actually like the fixed line integrated players over mobile. This is basically due to the stronger earnings catalyst from the government's digitalization agenda, and obviously the new normal in terms of work and online lessons. There's also that bit in terms of mobile backhaul fiberization by the fixed line players, with the mobile guys rolling out 5G very soon. There's also less competition in the fixed line space, with regulatory stance that broadband prices in the market are already, you know, fairly affordable. Our picks are basically the fixed line players, obviously, TM, OCK Group, and Siata.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning. That was Jeffrey Tan, analyst at RHB Investment Bank, giving us the lay of the land in terms of how Jindela is progressing and also some of the top picks in the telco sector. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.